All right, let's dive in. This one you sent over, it's really got us intrigued.
Oh, yeah.
It's a document all about this place,
uh-huh.
the Florida Keys, called, get this, Boondocks Grill and Draft House and Miniature Golf.
Oh.
I mean, that name alone, right? You got to be picturing something pretty unique.
It really does kind of conjure up a very specific image, doesn't it? It's not often you get a name that packs in that much.
No, it's like they took all the fun stuff and crammed it right into the name.
Yeah.
So this document, it says Boondocks. It's got this surprisingly like humble beginning.
Really?
25 years ago, started as just a little mom-and-pop ice cream shop
Huh.
down on Ramrod Key.
Okay. Makes sense. Ice cream, the keys, right off.
Exactly.
Right.
But then as the Keys got more popular, tourists and all that, the owners, they got smart. They started adding stuff.
Like what?
Sandwiches first. Then, the document says, the all-important beer and wine.
Smart move. Capitalize on that location, the traffic.
Yeah, so they're like riding that wave. But then, 2001, this is where it gets interesting. A guy named Lanny Gardner shows up.
Okay.
He sees potential in this little ice cream shop turned, casual eatery. Even though the document says it was a bit overgrown and neglected.
You know, it's funny how often that happens, right? Someone comes along, sees what others miss.
It takes vision, right, to look beyond what's there and see what it could be.
Absolutely. That's the entrepreneur's mindset, I
And
guess.
get this, Lanny brings in backup. His father, Larry, known for his, quote, work ethic.
Okay, so you've got the vision, now you need the drive.
Exactly. And then John, who'd actually worked in restaurants before,
Yeah.
like the perfect team assembling,
Yeah, but the know-how, you need that practical experience too.
So they totally transformed the place. Now, it's owned by these local restaurateurs, Randy Kasowitz and Mark Vaster. Boondocks is still going strong. But there's this detail in the document that just, I don't know, it throws me.
That's
They describe the food as Southern cooking Keys style. I mean, what even I is that? Can you picture it?
Southern cooking, but with a Keys twist, huh? That's interesting. You've got the comfort food, the hearty flavors of the South, right?
Yeah.
But then the Keys, it's all fresh, tropical, seafood. It's like two worlds colliding.
Yeah, it makes you think. Like fried chicken, but with mango salsa. Or shrimp and grits, but with key lime.
You're talking. That's got potential.
Right. It's definitely unique. But it's not just the food. This document talks about the friend factor being a big part of what makes Boondocks stand
The
out.
friend factor.
Yeah, they say the bartenders know the regulars so well, like they'll have their favorite drink ready when they walk in.
Wow, that's going above and beyond, isn't it?
More than just service, it's like building community, you know?
It's about that connection. Makes you feel welcome, like you belong.
Exactly. And then there's this pineapple upside down shot.
A what?
Pineapple upside down shot?
Cat?
What do you think's in that?
Now that, I have no idea. Sounds delicious, though, and definitely creative. Like they're not just phoning it in with the drinks, they're coming up with something unique.
And they have a huge selection, beers from everywhere, their own Boondocks Amberbach house brew,
Oh, nice.
and even a patented rum runner.
Wait, they patented a drink. That's commitment. They're serious about the beverages, that's for sure.
They are. And the document emphasizes that everyone gets this treatment, not just locals. So even if you've never been to the Keys, you walk in, you're going to feel like a regular.
That's smart. That's how you build loyalty. Doesn't matter if you're a tourist or a local, everyone feels like they're part of the club.
Okay, but get this. The document says they've got state-of-the-art sound and lighting,
Okay.
live music, both local and national acts, and over 1,000 inches of 4K TV screens.
Whoa, that's not what I was expecting. Like a laid-back tiki bar vibe, but then bam, high
I know,
tech.
right? It's like they took the tiki bar and then just cranked it up to 11.
It's an interesting mix for sure. Like you can chill, have your island vibes, BUT. We're gonna blow you away with the tech too. Smart move, reaches more people that way.
I'm seeing a pattern here. Take something classic, like the tiki bar, and then just flip the script, you know? But we haven't even gotten to the biggest surprise. Miniature golf.
Oh.
And not just any mini golf. According to this document, the only min one in the entire Florida Keys.
Really? That does make you wonder, why aren't there more? You'd think tourism families would be a perfect fit.
Right, like they found this niche within a niche. So it's caveman themed. I'm picturing like tough little greens, tons of plants, waterfalls, maybe even a plastic dinosaur or two hiding in the bushes.
The document mentions fountains and a 19th hole called the, wait for it, watering hole.
Huh, of course it is.
Yeah.
Finish your round, you're thirsty, boom, there's the bar. Talk about knowing your audience.
It's all connected, right? Flows from one thing to the next, keeps people on site, exploring all Boondocks has to offer.
And just when you think you've got this place figured out, there's more. Weekly open-air market.
A market.
In the parking lot. Restaurant, bar, mini golf, and a market. All in one spot?
Yeah.
Who thinks of this stuff?
It is a lot, but it's also smart use of space, right? You're appealing to different interests. Probably a good way to connect with the local community, too. Get vendors involved, showcase their stuff.
It's creating a destination.
Yeah.
Within a destination, like a little festival, right there in the parking lot. And we talked about that friend factor earlier, but I think this adds to it, you know?
Definitely. Sense of belonging for the locals who are part of it, ain't I, for the tourists getting a taste of what the Keys are really about.
It goes beyond just buying a meal. It's an experience that sticks with you.
Creates a lasting impression, for sure.
You know, this whole document, it really shows how Boondocks has woven together, like, so many things into one whole experience. Food, drinks, entertainment, community, even a little bit of shopping thrown in there.
They've nailed it, haven't they? Understanding what people want when they're on vacation, it's not just one thing anymore. It's got to be this whole package deal, different tastes, different interests, all catered to.
And they've done it in a way that feels real, authentic,
yeah.
Not forced, not like a tourist trap, which is probably why it works so well for locals and visitors. They've hit on something special here.
It's a real deal, yeah.
But I keep coming back to that Southern Cooking Keys style thing.
Yeah.
It's so specific, so unique. What do you think it is about that combo that makes it work?
I think it taps into this desire we all have, right? Through the familiar, but with a twist. Southern cooking, it's comfort food, it's nostalgia. But then the Keys cuisine, it's all about fresh, tropical, a little bit exotic.
Yeah.
You put them together, it's like a culinary adventure. You know what you're getting, but you're also discovering something new.
They took these two food cultures, right? And they blended them into something that's totally its own thing. And it totally represents the Keys, like this melting pot of influences. It's not just about the food itself. It's the story behind it, the feeling it gives you.
Exactly. And it's not just for the tourists either. The locals, they probably appreciate that too, the nod to their southern roots mixed with that unique Keys flavor.
So we've got this crazy mix of food, a tiki bar that's way more than just a tiki bar, the only mini golf in the Keys, a market that brings everyone together. Boondocks is more than just a place to eat or drink. It's like a cultural center. You know,
yeah.
A place that really embodies the spirit of the Keys.
It really captures that whole idea, right, of being a destination, something for everyone. They've got that Keys vibe down pat, the adventure, the chill.
Yeah.
Makes you feel like you're on vacation, but also right at home.
And all this from this one document.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much you can learn from something so simple, you know, like a whole world opened up, a place you might never have known about otherwise.
It shows you got to pay attention to the details, the little things. They often tell the bigger story. Like with Boondocks, it's a story of what being creative, adapting, and really understanding what makes a place tick.
It's funny because they haven't like invented anything brand new, right?
Yeah.
It's a tiki bar, mini golf,
yeah.
Southern food, a market, stuff that's been around forever.
Right.
But they've put it all together in a way that makes it completely different.
Yeah. It's a good reminder. Sometimes the best ideas, they're not about inventing something totally new. It's about seeing what's already there and connecting the dots in a new way. Like
yeah.
Boondocks, they took all these different pieces and made them into something that's totally unique, totally Keys.
And it doesn't feel fake, you know, like they're trying too hard. It just feels right, which is probably why it works so well for everyone. They've kind of struck gold here.
Yeah, they have. And it makes you wonder, what's the secret sauce? What makes Boondocks work so well? Is it just the combo of everything we've talked about? Or is there something else, something you can't quite put your finger on?
I think it goes back to that friend factor, honestly. That feeling of community, like you belong. It's more than just being a customer. It's like they've created this space where people connect, they relax, they feel like they're part of something.
And that's huge, especially these days. Everyone's so busy, so isolated. Places like Boondocks, they're kind of like an antidote to that, you know? They remind us that at the end of the day, it's about connecting with people. That's what makes an experience really memorable.
So what's the takeaway here? What can we learn from diving into Boondocks?
Mm-hmm.
I think it shows that you can find innovation anywhere. You just got to look for it. See the potential in the everyday. Understand what makes a place special. And create something that really speaks to people.
Yeah. And remember, the details matter. The little things, they can make all the difference. And most importantly, that human connection, that's the magic ingredient. Turns a good time into something truly great.
Well said. It sounds like Boondocks, they really took a deep dive into what the keys are all about and came up with something really special. It's a story about vision, creativity, and knowing what makes people tick.
It definitely is. And it leaves us with a lot to think about. What other hidden gems are out there just waiting to be found? What crazy combinations could we come up with to make something truly amazing? Maybe it's time for all of us to take our own deep dives, see the world in a new way.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe our next deep dive will be inspired by one of you listening right now. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep sharing those awesome discoveries. Until next time, happy diving.